I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
You know what I realized as I sometimes cheat and sneak a peek at your questions for Ask Amy Anything? Many of you submit rapid fire options. So Jay has made rapid fire a thing. It was never a thing until Jay came along. And now that he's been on the show for 2+ years, I guess it would be, 26 months now? 26 months since you were official. But before that, even before you were officially official, you were working on the show. So we're talking about 30 months now on After Hours. Careful. Turn old on the show like I have.
It's happening.
I'm turning old on the show, but I'm also turning into a bride, so that's okay. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. You can send your questions for Ask Amy Anything to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then also on our Facebook page. And so the last edition of Ask Amy before the new year is one where I think anything goes. And that's going to be up to producer Jay. You better woo him with your questions, right? Because he's tough. He's one that's tough to win over. So you better make sure you come up with some unique and creative questions that he hasn't seen before, or hasn't seen in a long time. And I know he will consider holiday flair. I think he'll consider anything that's pretty much non-sports related, which is kind of funny because more and more on the show, we will do segments where we're just talking about pop culture, or we're talking about something that happened on the way to work, or we're talking about food or travel. Speaking of something that happened on the way to work, I got, would you call it a hit and run? He didn't really run right away, but he did hit me and not stop. I got run into by a little sports car on one of the bridges coming across the Hudson River on Monday night, and there's no place to stop. And it wasn't as though the two cars weren't running. He tried to merge into my lane and bounced off of me. So that's what happened. He had a much smaller car. Thankfully, I have no damage. Princess Leia is showing no signs of wear and tear or damage, which is good. But he never stopped. He purposely stayed behind me so I couldn't see his license plate. That I could tell. Shady from the beginning. What are the chances he was an unlicensed, uninsured driver? It usually seems to happen. I've been hit by a few of them in the last 11 years, and one of them has begged me not to call the police. Begged me, please don't call the police or run it through your insurance.
And?
I didn't. Mostly because it was an old car, and it had just a small dent. And I really didn't want to go through the process of having to get it into the shop and not have the car. And I couldn't be bothered. And so I was getting rid of the car within a few months anyway. And so it wasn't worth it to me to go through the whole process. But in addition to saying, please don't call the police, please don't call the police, he said, I have a cousin. He'll fix your car for free. He's got a shop in Brooklyn. I was like, yeah, there's not a chance that I'm doing that.
You just made it a lot shadier.
Right, exactly. It was even more shady than initially. And he was just so, so earnest about, please don't. I knew either he was uninsured or maybe didn't have a driver's license or was here not legally, right? So I didn't bother. It wasn't worth it. But yeah, we get lots of crazy stories about driving into work. Those are some of our best material right there.
That absolutely is a hit and run, by the way, what that guy did to you the other night.
Yeah, even though there was no damage to my car.
Well, yeah, because he didn't know that. That's never true. Got out and assessed the situation.
No, he just took off. The first chance that he had to take off the other direction. So we were on a bridge, and it was bumper to bumper, stop and go traffic. So he couldn't, and thankfully we weren't going very fast, but he couldn't go anywhere. Neither one of us could. It was one way. You can't get off the bridge and do a U-E. I mean, you had no choice. But the second he could veer off the bridge and take the exit and come into New York, he sped away. He saw me go one way and he went the other way.
Yeah, you can't do that. Even if he saw, like he was behind you, so he would see that there was no damage. All he's got to do is pull over. You just assess it, say, hey, there's no damage. Are we good?
Right.
And then it's fine. Everyone's in the clear. Yeah. But by driving away, he turned a situation that really wouldn't have been anything, where if you did get his plates, it's a hit.
No, I couldn't.
Now.
He purposely stayed behind me. And because his car was so much lower, I couldn't see them. So, yeah, that's the third time I've been hit and run since I moved to New York.
It's happened to me, too, in this past year. So.
Happens all the time.
It's horrible.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Some of you asking me when I'll be back following the wedding and the holidays. I'm actually working Christmas night because of the time off and how it plays out, the time off we need for the week between the wedding and Christmas. So I will be back on Christmas night. Mark your calendars. Many of you will not be here on Christmas night, right? You won't be listening on Christmas night, but we will be here. And by we, I don't actually mean Producer Jay. I will be here for 4 days between Christmas and New Year's. I'm actually working New Year's Eve, so I will be here that night as well. And then on into the new year in 2024, goodness, we'll be weeks away from the NFL postseason. Obviously, we'll have the college football playoff. I love that every year following the holidays, we jump so fast into the most compelling stretch of the football calendar. So I always look forward to coming back and feeling rejuvenated. And I actually like working New Year's Eve. I don't have any issues with that. It's been a long time since I've worked Christmas night, but whatever. This year, it's a different type of Christmas. So your questions for Ask Amy Anything, again, on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and then on our Facebook page, too. That comes up in 30 minutes here on the show. Let's talk to Quinn, who's listening in Dallas. Quinn, welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy.
Hey.
Real funny thing happened. We were at the Texas Rangers watch party for Game 7 of the World Series at the Globe Life in Arlington. And we go back, me and my son went back to my car, and as we were pulling out, a car runs straight into the back of my pickup truck.
Ah.
And kind of killed the mood after winning the World Series. Oh. I mean, he didn't really care, but, and sure enough, he just put his car in reverse. He didn't have a front plate because it's legal to not have a front plate here.
Okay.
And he put his car in reverse and just backed up about 200 yards in the parking lot. Turned around, went out, so I couldn't see his plate. So, yep.
It sucks, doesn't
anyway.
It? I just can't imagine doing that. Even if it meant it would cost me a lot of money, I would feel so guilty about doing that to someone else's car. In fact, I wouldn't even do it. Let's say I ran into someone in a parking lot and they weren't in the car. I still would leave a note because I would feel so guilty. I wouldn't be able to live with that guilt.
Oh, yeah. I'm the same way. And you're worried about it. Checking over your shoulder all the time.
You got true.
Congratulations. I just wanted to say congratulations. We're happy for you. Me and my wife and kids usually listen to the show in the daytime on the Odyssey app.
Nice.
Because it's way better than the afternoon show on the Fan in Dallas. I hate to say it, but it's true.
Oh, dear. Okay, I just want to say, disclaimer, that's not my opinion. That's Quinn's before someone yells at me.
Most Sundays I look forward to your show more than the actual game, so really appreciate
nice.
You. Congrats.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say that. Oh, and if you can figure out what's going on with the Broncos and the Chiefs, I will tell your boss to give you a raise.
Oh, I'm sure that'll convince him. Thank you, Quinn. I appreciate the endorsement. All right, sir. Good to talk to you. Have
All right.
Great holiday season.
You too. Bye.
Bye. That's cool. He and his family listen to the show during the daytime. That's amazing. What a compliment, too, to look forward to our Sunday night show the way that he does. Here's what's happening with the Broncos. Their defense is killing it. And I mean, their defense has turned into a different team since say the first 6 weeks of the year, remember how bad the defense was? It actually wasn't Russell Wilson. He's been playing much better ball. He's a little more mobile. He's making smart decisions. They've actually had a running game, especially when Javonte Williams is on the field. They've got a plethora of receivers, Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton, who's got 10 touchdowns now. So the offense has been steadily coming along. It's been much better since Sean Payton took over. And he and Russell Wilson have a real rapport. That's been something that's fairly noticeable. But the defense started out so badly that they were giving up too many points. Now the defense is like a takeaway machine. And so they're a little bit like the Buffalo Bills. They're constantly generating takeaways, and that obviously hands the ball back to their offense. And so that's been a big deal. You think about the Chiefs, one of their issues is turnover. So there's the other part of that, their offense. And I don't think that you can use this excuse necessarily, because some of the guys that are on their roster are younger receivers, but they were with the team, some of them last year. Isaiah Pacheco is a great running back. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he played a real solid role for them a couple years ago. We know what Travis Kelce is all about. Kadarius Toney can be a flake at times. I mean, there are times that if he's like mentally, he's just not paying attention to what he's doing. They've had so many mistakes and miscues. At times, I wonder about their discipline. And that kind of bothers me, because Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and the team as a whole have a bunch of veterans that should be setting a tone and have in the past. And so it feels pretty sloppy. I'm not saying that they think they can just show up and win, but they get a lot of penalties. They make dumb mistakes. The turnovers are still there. Careless. It's careless and sloppy at times. That's what bothers me about the Chiefs. And so they've lost a bunch of close games that they generally win. And this past weekend was a great example against Buffalo. They did fall into a 14-0 hole. And then I think they were also trailing 17-7, but don't quote me on that. But they were trailing by double figures in the first half. They find that rhythm and groove finally. The defense is playing really well. And what do? They shoot themselves in the foot with a stupid penalty, a penalty that does not give them any type of a leg up or a heads up or a helping hand, if you will. Stupid penalty that negates a touchdown. That's on them. You can blame the officials all you want, but it's on them to get a dumb penalty that negates an incredible touchdown. This is what I think about the Chiefs this year. They're careless and they're sloppy, and there's been a lack of discipline, and it's come back to bite them in the ass, because the rest of the AFC West is better and the rest of the conference is better as a whole. I don't know if that helps, but maybe. All right, so we're going to get back to your questions for Ask Amy Anything, as well as your phone calls, 855-212-4227. But without further ado, producer Jay has to pay up. He has to put his feet to the fire here and put his money where his mouth is. I'm trying to come up with as many cliches as I possibly can. This is where the rubber hits the road.
Pay the piper.
Pay the piper. This is where you, in fact, have to follow through and eat broccoli, because you said you would. You agreed to eat broccoli when we reached 4,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel. We've gone way past that, by the way. People love our YouTube channel. And the reason is because Jay takes great pride in it. He does really good work on the YouTube channel. And he has been continuing to request that you, in lieu of flowers, in lieu of money, you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Actually, he would probably take money. But he loves seeing the numbers go up. He kind of obsesses over them. And so for that reason, he promised that he would eat broccoli when we crossed 4,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel, which just happened in the last couple of weeks. So I prepared broccoli for Jay. I want you to know I steamed it. Then I didn't slather it in olive oil, but I did cover it with a healthy coating of olive oil. I also salt and peppered it. Then I put it in the fridge. So it's steamed, but it's not raw. It's probably cold. I wasn't sure how you'd like to eat it. You could always heat it up. How did you choose to eat it? Did you bring more of your of the salt? You know, there's salt in our locker.
No, I just have it how you prepared it.
All right, so
it's cold.
It is cold. Are you sure you don't want to put more salt and pepper on it?
No. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that I don't want to do that.
Okay.
But
here's the thing. It doesn't matter how I prepared it. He's going to make an awful face. But Jay has indicated that he will eat the broccoli with the mic on, and I'm going to do a little play-by-play. I kind of feel like you better pull that broccoli in front of you in your away
it's
from
here.
Nah. I need to see the broccoli because right now it's behind the computer screen, and I don't trust you. It could be no. It could be something else.
So
you could.
Good.
Yeah, right. But you could have put something else in that Tupperware, or it could be, let's just say it could be, it could be cereal that you have back there. So I need to be able to see it. Also, I need that Tupperware back because it's one of my best
ones. The Tupperware is in sight now.
Okay, let's go with the broccoli.
I'm having an issue.
You're having an issue? Uh-oh. What's happening in there? Are you delaying it? Is there a work issue? An equipment issue? It's because our equipment's from the 1980s. That's why.
I think we're fixed.
You think we're fixed.
We're back.
Okay.
So the broccoli is here.
Yes.
You could see it, visualize it.
Well, I can. Yeah, there's a hard Tupperware there. Like I said, I steamed it. I put olive oil, salt, and pepper on it. There's no coating. There's no breading. There's no fried or sauteed. This is actual broccoli, like the kind you would get out of the ground.
Gosh, here we go. I'm opening the Tupperware.
Uh-huh. Jay, he's stalling is what he's doing.
This is...
Just eat it, for heaven's sakes, and think of... here's the thing about broccoli. It doesn't actually smell good, so you may not like the smell.
No, yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't smell good, but it tastes good. Jay, cooked broccoli does not... Well, it's steamed. It's not cooked, necessarily, but it's steamed. Come on, let's go.
You see, it might be okay,
but this
just does not look good to me, like, at all. Like,
I would never
see this and be like, oh, yeah, I need some of that.
Right,
like,
I got you.
Never.
And the fact that you're eating it straight with no rice, no salad, no pasta. You promised, Jay. You have no choice.
Thank you all for subscribing.
Stop stalling. Exactly. Thank the peeps for subscribing to the YouTube channel and put the broccoli down the hatch.
Are you ready?
Do I need to do the airplane?
I might need an airplane.
Okay.
I might need a countdown. Just close my eyes. Go for it.
Okay. It doesn't matter if you close your eyes or not. You know it's there.
Oh, I should. Oh, my God. Oh, it's softer than I would have imagined.
Yeah, it's deep.
I love it. It's great.
You don't just get to eat one piece, you goof. Mm-hmm. You have to eat more broccoli.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. It's so good.
Okay, stop talking with your mouth full like this is chubby bunny, for heaven's sakes. It's chubby broccoli.
All right.
You do not get away with eating one piece, you jerk.
It's down.
Thankfully, you didn't die.
What the hell's going on right now?
Right, exactly.
That's how I feel.
You didn't die. You survived. If you can eat even half of it, I will...
Half?
I'll eat the rest. I love broccoli. I'll eat the rest with my eggs this morning for breakfast.
I'm attacking like the smaller ones.
No. You got to have an actual piece of broccoli.
I don't know. This is a piece here.
I don't know. You said you would eat broccoli.
I got one.
No, that's not. No. That was not the deal. You jerk. Stop it. You cannot be a big fat liar now and act like one piece of broccoli was the. No, it was a bowl of broccoli. So you're eating all of that broccoli.
No way.
Yes, you are. Jim. Otherwise, I'm never making a bet with you ever again.
I will do more. Then one bite. See, there's another one.
Bob even gave me cookies to give to you to wash down the broccoli. So you get the cookies after you eat the broccoli. You said a bowl of broccoli. You said a bowl.
This is a Tupperware.
Do you see my face right now? Stop trying to score him out of this. You said you would. We will never do another contest / promotion / fun thing on this show. I'll shut down the YouTube channel right now.
You see this piece on my fork?
That's piece number two.
Yes, it is.
You have a bowl of broccoli to eat. Don't be that kind of person. Don't be the kind of person who promises something and then reneges.
I'm eating it. Ready?
Okay. We're going to turn off the mic and let you eat your broccoli, but I have to see it. You're not leaving this building this morning without eating the broccoli. You promised. Do you want everyone to question your character?
Piece number two.
Go.
It's happening.
Let's go.
Like I said,
broccoli doesn't smell great, so.
It's really good again.
When I was a kid, my mom used to make, when we were out of good cereal, meaning Apple Jacks and Cheerios, and Jay looks like he's going to throw up.
It's not for me.
It's worse. It is for you. You have no choice. It is for you. That's exactly what it's for.
Like, I'm sure it's really good for someone who likes it.
Your face. Jay looks like he has a huge wad of tobacco in his cheek. Okay, but it is for you. You have no choice. If you want me to respect you, you have no choice. The people will not respect you.
Number two is down.
Wait, is it in your hand? Did
fear
you
factor.
Actually eat it?
Tongue.
Okay.
Eaten.
All right. Yep, there we go. It's fear factor. I'm telling you, I will shut down the YouTube channel if you renege
I'm
on this
it.
Promise.
It's going. It's, okay. It's just, you know, it's a process, okay. But it's going.
When I was a kid, we were out of the good cereal, like Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Apple Jacks, that kind of thing. My mom used to always have a reserve box of Grape Nuts. Oh, you want to talk about the most disgusting thing you've ever eaten? And my brother and I would sit there until the Grape Nuts were soggy in the milk, and we would just stare at them. And we would take a spoonful, and we put it in our mouths, and we would just... and we would kind of mush it around. We would sit. She wouldn't let us get up until we ate the bowl of Grape Nuts. It was the worst. It was the worst.
Eat it through like osmosis.
Yeah,
like,
no, I mean, the thing is, it's so hard too, because all you got to do is swallow it. But it was like we were eating bugs.
Well, once it's like in your head and it becomes a mental thing, mm-hmm.
then it just tastes
over.
Even worse. Yeah. Well, you've done two pieces out of, let's say, 20.
Pacing myself.
That's not the deal. The deal was for you to eat a bowl of broccoli.
There's no time on this.
Oh, all right.
It'll be eaten.
Okay.
It's underway.
Uh-huh.
It's delicious. Yeah. I'm really enjoying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, got you. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up, Juan Soto addresses the questions of his future contract. So he actually speaks about being a Yankee and lining up next to Aaron Judge. We'll do a little bite me. A little Soto bite me. Jay's biting broccoli. Sort of.
Sort of.
It's After Hours with Amy Lauren.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that.
When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
At CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
3-1 hit in the air to very deep right center. A new doubter for Juan Soto. My goodness. Up over the beach area in right center field. Might end up being one of the longest home runs in the history of this ballpark. A 3-run shot. And before the Padres have even recorded an out here in the bottom of the first inning, they've got a 3-0 lead.
Hungry for a taste of the most delicious audio of the night? You came to the right place. It's time for Bite Me with Amy Lawrence. Here's Amy Lawrence.
Juan Soto is now a Yankee. The call there on the Padres radio network, but no longer a Padre. Gets traded to New York with 1 year left on his deal. And, yeah, the Yankees give up a bunch of pitchers, including one highly touted prospect and also their starting catcher. But what they get in return is a good young slugger, mid-20s. The thing is, though, did they trade away all that all that capital, if you will, for just one season with Soto? And that's the question that will be asked throughout 2024. But for now, it's Juan Soto, it's Aaron Judge, same outfield, and same lineup.
It's going to be amazing. It's going to be really fun. I'm going to be more than excited to share the field with him. I mean, he seems a great guy. He was one of the guys that reached out to me whenever I got traded. More than excited to be right here, to be in the spot that I am. He's really excited to see this organization and try to be part of it for the next season. I'm really excited to join that team.
I'm just here to play baseball. I'm really excited. Those were the two themes that you heard over and over about a half hour in which Juan Soto was introduced and answered questions. Really can't wait to meet his new teammates, like Aaron Judge, as he spoke about. It's just kind of crazy that in this post-COVID era, we're now in a place where even the most impressive trades and the most lucrative free agent signings, so often the conversations can be had on Zoom. It really does take away from, I get it, there's not a lot happening at Yankee Stadium right now, but it's a little odd that a player of this magnitude is joining the lineup and he's doing his introductory press conference over Zoom with a Yankees hat on. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Here's the thing about Yankee Stadium that's so attractive to hitters is that it's got a very short right field. They call it the short porch, but a very short right field wall. So if you have any type of pop and you can get it into that corner, well, you can pad your home run numbers.
We all know that there's a really short porch right there, and it's going to be on your mind, but definitely I'm going to try to stay in the same approach I've been doing. That's what it takes me all the way where I'm at right now. So I think there's no reason to change it.
Yeah, if he's a lefty, not if, he is a lefty. If you're a lefty is what I meant to say. You can pull that ball down the right field line or into the right field seats, and the distance your home runs have to travel is decidedly less. So it is an advantage if you are a lefty hitter and you can pull the ball. Now, the question will be asked so many times this year, well, next year as we go into 2024, what about his future? What about re-signing?
About any contract stuff, they know who where to call and who to talk to. I'm here just to play baseball and try to keep concentrated and play baseball.
I'm very excited. I'm here to play baseball. Those were common themes with Juan Soto and his introductory Zoom call with the media. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I don't know what impact the Shohei Ohtani contract has on a player of Juan Soto's caliber. I don't think it resets the market where you're talking about $700 million for everybody, but could, now this is just a question I'm throwing out there, could he eclipse or match the Mike Trout contract, which is now how many years old? 5 years old, maybe? Maybe not quite that many.
4 or 5, I think, yeah. Without looking at it.
And he's been injured a ton. So Juan Soto is younger now at 25 years old and has had some really steady production, even though the Padres didn't benefit from it after they picked him up in that trade from the Nationals. Speaking of Shohei Ohtani, more of the Dodgers are weighing in about what it means to have him on their roster. Even before we get our introductory Zoom press conference, James Outman was on Sirius XM MLB Radio and he says, hey, check it. Mookie Betts, MVP. Freddie Freeman, MVP. Shohei Ohtani, 2-time MVP.
It's going to be pretty ridiculous. I'm looking forward to seeing it in person. I'm looking forward to seeing it on the field. You know, I even like in spring training, when I just see those guys go 1-2, it's like, man, these guys are just so good. And it's like, just kind of right away, and you know, they're able to carry that throughout the whole season and really carry us as a team. So, you know, getting another guy kind of in that caliber is going to be even more exciting for me to watch. I feel like I can learn a lot now with those guys ahead of me, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be really entertaining.
If you're James Outman, do you feel like a kid in a candy store? Not that he isn't an important role player for the Dodgers, but could you imagine watching these guys work? And how the heck do you pitch to a Dodgers lineup that goes MVP, MVP, MVP? And I don't know how they're going to do it. Mookie is a leadoff hitter. So I'm not sure how they're going to stack Ohtani because it's been Mookie and then Freeman. Could Ohtani hit cleanup and they have somebody else in the middle there? We'll see. But we know he's not pitching in 24, and yet there's still so much excitement about him being in the lineup. Tony Gonsolin is a pitcher with the Dodgers. He was also on SiriusXM MLB Radio, and he kind of echoes Outman, though he does it from a pitcher's perspective.
You got guys like Freddie, Mookie, Walker, Kirsch. I mean, just got some huge name guys, and then to add Ohtani to that, who's just globally known, you know, just a superstar top to bottom with everything he does. I think it's gonna be similar to what we're used to, but to the next level. I think our fan base already travels very well, as you mentioned, and I think they're just gonna be on top of their game this year and for years to come.
I don't think there's any doubt that Ohtani is worth the money for the Dodgers, especially when you consider they're deferring a good portion of it. But the fact that he is selling jerseys globally, that he will bring more and more attention to the Dodgers, there will be fans from overseas that make road trips here, just like we do for the NFL games that are in Europe. You're going to have Asian fans or international baseball fans make the trip to LA so that they can see Ohtani at Dodger Stadium. I mean, it's already an iconic franchise, but it's got just the one, almost said Super Bowl, World Series win in 2020 going back to, I think it was 1988, correct? The last time they'd won the World Series before 2020. And that was the COVID season. It wasn't even played at Dodger Stadium. So they are desperate. Well, desperate. They are determined to try to have an actual World Series that's played in Dodger Stadium that ends with a victory for them. Now, they, of course, had the 2016 against the Astros. They've been in the World Series. They've just not been able to capitalize until 2020, and that was just different because it was held at the new ballpark in Arlington. All right, coming up next, your last chance in 2023 to ask Amy anything. This is my last show before Christmas. It's also your last chance to ask Amy anything before she gets married. My last Ask Amy as a single girl. It's funny because I did laundry on Tuesday and then I picked up Bob at the airport and he gets back to the house and he was asking me what I was doing and I said, my last load of laundry as a single girl.
My last load of laundry before you do it.
Actually, laundry's going to be me. He's going to dust. Laundry's going to be me. I can't stand dusting. I hate it. I'd go 6 months without dusting. That's how much I hate it. So that's going to be his job.
That's a good trade-off.
Yeah, I like it. I'll do laundry. He doesn't like to fold the laundry. He doesn't mind doing it.
But
all right. Mine will sit in a basket sometimes. But I'll definitely take that as a trade-off to dusting. Ask Amy Anything is next.
You are listening to the After...
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Introducing Carvana Value Tracker, where you can track your car's value over time and learn what's driving it. It might make you excited.
Whoa, didn't know my car was valued this high.
It might make you nervous.
Uh-oh, market's flooded. My car's value just dipped 2.3%.
It might make you optimistic.
Our low mileage is paying off. Our value's up.
And it might make you realistic.
Car prices haven't gone up in a couple weeks. Maybe it's time to sell.
But it will definitely make you an expert on your car's value. Carvana Value Tracker. Visit Carvana.com to start tracking your car's value today.
Bring the sounds of the season to life with the Philips Fidelio FB1 soundbar featuring DTS:X and IMAX Enhanced. Build your full home theater wirelessly when you connect to multiple devices using DTS Play-Fi technology and experience the thrill of immersive audio that moves above and around you as it transports you into your favorite films when you're home for the holidays. Visit philips.com/home-sound to learn more. DTS.
Dedicated to sensational.
Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Mm-hmm.
announcement, it did not go as smoothly as is this typical. Producer Jay, I won't take any more of your time because I know you've got the questions racked up. And also, people want to know if you're actually eating the broccoli. I've seen some people who are threatening to unsubscribe to the YouTube channel if you don't follow through.
I've seen that as well, and I'm eating the broccoli. The debt is being paid. And I thank you
really?
Again.
How many pieces so far?
Five.
What?
Five pieces.
I was gone from the room and just magically three more went down the hatch.
That's how it works.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's kick it off. So you were mentioning before how you were walking to a special song and themed weddings of leaving. We had Steven ask, are you and Bob walking down the into the reception with the Darth Vader theme?
The Darth Vader theme. You mean the Imperial March?
Yes.
Yes. In fact, we are entering our reception following the photos to the Imperial March. But don't tell anyone because it's our brilliant. It was actually my brilliant idea. I'm not giving Bob credit for this. It was my brilliant idea. He laughed. He thought it was an amazing idea. But we've got a bunch of Star Wars fans in our family, and they don't know yet. It's a total surprise, so don't tell anyone.
So you mentioned also,
can you imagine how great that's going to be? We're going to be outside, and we're going to start to hear the first strains of that John Williams score that's so legendary. And then we're going to sweep into the room like Darth Vader.
That's insane.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
That's amazing. You did mention also you were putting together the music list for the dancing of the wedding. How is it coming?
Oh, it's good. It's done. We've submitted that. It's a lot of 80s and 90s music. I'll call it old school, but my nieces who are in their 20s tell me the 80s and 90s are back. I will not be wearing leg warmers or a scrunchie at the wedding, but you never know. Could have a ponytail on the top of my head, huge bangs. So the music is decidedly old school. There's not nearly as much like recent music. There's some, but not a ton. And so it's actually kind of fun because we didn't pick it all. You would think that that would be our first choice too, but it was actually his sons and my nieces who ended up, they're in their 20s, all of them, who ended up picking most of this, what they would call throwback music, 80s and 90s.
Ouch.
Oh, it's going to be so great. No, I love it. I'm good. I grew up in the 80s and 90s. I'm okay with it.
No, just the fact that it's called throwback
now. Oh, yeah. No, it's good.
No,
it's cool.
The best music.
It's super cool.
All right, so we'll keep it wedding here. Bill asks, since you're marrying a Texan and are now part of the Texas family, will you be getting a new pair of cowboy boots?
Yeah, I already have a pair of cowboy boots. In fact, I lived in Oklahoma for 4 years, and I used to ride horses and do cattle drives and help round up cattle every weekend. I had a great friend who had a ranch, and I would go out there every weekend with him and his family. So I do have a pair of cowboy boots. And no, I don't think I'll get a new pair. I like my pair that are currently in my closet that still have cow dung residue on them. Nah, they're classics. I'm not getting rid of them.
How about a cowboy hat?
I'm not a cowboy hat girl. I'm not a cowgirl hat girl. I like my winter hats. I do like ball caps, but that's what I used to wear when I would ride, is a ball cap. I never wore a cowboy hat.
Scott wants to know, how long will your drive take to get to Texas?
Oh, that's a good question. So it's 1,700 miles one way. We are leaving New Jersey on Wednesday evening and driving pretty much straight through to Little Rock, Arkansas, which will be about 17, 18 hours with stops. Penny will be having a mild sedative so that she can sleep because we have to haul butt. We don't have 2.5 days to get there, which is normally what it takes me when I drive solo. We have to be there Friday afternoon because the wedding is Sunday. So, and we've got all family and friends coming in Friday and Saturday, so we have to be there. So, yeah, we're going to drive straight through from northern New Jersey to Little Rock, Arkansas, and then we'll take a break. Penny can get out of the car, and we'll do the rest of the drive from Little Rock to Houston on Friday morning.
Tony wants to know, are you nervous at all for the big day?
Not for the wedding. No, there's a couple elements that I've been nervous about. For those of you who didn't hear earlier in the show, one box of flowers and decor has finally arrived, and the second one is scheduled out of the blue. It had not been tracked or scanned in 7 days, and out of the blue, it just appeared at his local post office. So it's a miracle. It's a Christmas miracle and a wedding miracle. Anyway, that box is supposed to be delivered on Wednesday. So I have been anxious about the flowers. I will tell you that. You know, I've spoken about it here on the air. I've tweeted about it a bunch. But in terms of the wedding, no, I'm pretty much a field general when it comes to organization, and I've remained very organized. It's been hectic, lots of phone calls, last minute details, balances to have to be paid off, lots of just information that we have to submit to the vendors. But in terms of nerves, I can't wait to see it come together. I'm really excited about the wedding itself. Now, there's a move after that. There's a lot of other stuff that's happening around it. But the wedding itself, heck no. I can't wait. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's see. Mike wants to know, what's the number one thing or a few things you and Bob are looking forward to in 2024?
So I'll give you a couple. First of all, people keep telling me have a good time on the honeymoon, but our honeymoon's not until May. But we do have our plane tickets for Hawaii, and so we're heading to Hawaii in May. That is Boom. The official honeymoon. Yet neither one of us have ever been, and we're going to the Big Island. So we'll do hiking and gardens and volcanoes, and we're staying in a village like that's off the coast. We're not staying at a resort. We're going to immerse ourselves in the culture. We're pretty excited about that. So that's coming up in May. And also, because Bob is an avid hiker and is getting better and better at some of our mountains in the Northeast, because, you know, in Texas, there's not a lot of mountains. Anyway, he's done some hiking in Colorado too, but we are going to hike Mount Washington in New Hampshire
awesome.
In 2024, which is the highest peak east of the Mississippi. And it's more than a mile in the air. So I've never hiked it. I've been up on top of it multiple times as a New Hampshire native, but it will mean a lot to me to be able to do that because it's my home state.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that too.
Yeah. Let's see. I like this one from Joe. He asks, when are you writing a book? I love reading your blog posts, and you have an excellent backstory.
Thank you.
I would love to read a book that you wrote one.
I appreciate that. People tell me all the time I should take all the blog posts that I've written, which now there are 60 or more, and put them into a book form. The thing is, I could never adequately and effectively write a book while I'm still doing this job. First of all, I only have the perspective from inside it. So I'm kind of like Kobe Bryant when he would talk about his career and his achievements. I can't stop and look at that now. Tom Brady, same thing. I'm still in the middle of it. And I don't have time. With this job, there's not enough time to write a book, at least the way that I would need to write the book. So when someone comes to me with an offer, a publishing offer, and I'm done with my radio career, I would be happy to write the book.
I think it's going to happen.
I don't think it'll be like the Britney Spears tell-all, but, you know.
Better?
It won't be as dramatic. No, I'm not really a names kind of girl, but I do love to share my story. I do enjoy, I am asked to speak about my career all the time, so writing would be different.
Well, speaking of sharing your story, Karen wants to know more details about your new home. How did you manage to keep it such a secret? If you watch our latest video of Ask Amy Walks Down the Aisle with Christmas flair.
Yeah, for those of you who have not seen our latest YouTube video, it is set in a traditional Christmas setting with a gorgeous tree and a fireplace, and there are stockings hung over the fireplace. And yeah, it's beautiful. And in jest, I mentioned that I had moved, and look, I kept it a secret. And now look, my house has been decorated for Christmas. Are you kidding me? My house looks like a bomb went off right now because I'm in the middle of moving and trying to get ready for this road trip. It's a background that was generated by Google Meet. It's a Google background. So I didn't realize people would believe me, but I got a text from a friend that said, your new home is gorgeous. I'm so sorry. I feel bad for tricking you now, but I thought it was obvious that it wasn't my home. I have not moved. I can't, first of all, can't afford to move. And second of all, I don't want to move. I'm good.
Oh, it was stunning though.
Thank you, Jim.
This one I'm curious from Russell. He says Star Wars. The movies or the TV shows? If you had to choose one, which one do you
like? All of them. The movies, the TV shows, and the books. I actually just got another Star Wars book from the library yesterday to read over vacation. Yeah, so I'm immersed in Star Wars culture. It was movies first for me. Then I discovered Clone Wars and Rebels and some of the other TV shows. Mandalorian, Obi-Wan, Andor. But I love the books. I think I've read 25 Star Wars books now.
Wow.
Mostly the legends. And I highly recommend, if you're a big fan, read Timothy Zahn. He is awesome. Z-A-H-N.
Keith asks, if you could be a superhero, who would you be?
Wonder Woman.
Nice.
Yeah. Always wanted to be Wonder Woman since I was about 6 years old. And then I met Linda Carter at an award show in L.A. a few years ago. Oh, my gosh. She talked to me about shoes. Uh-huh. Linda Carter talked to me about shoes.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Last one before rapid fire. Rich wants to know, have you ever asked a Magic 8-Ball a question?
Oh, of course. Of course I have. When I was younger, I probably asked whether or not I was ever going to get married. And I bet the Magic 8-Ball said, maybe.
Science point
no.
to yes.
Science point to yes.
Animals or people?
Animals.
Waffles or crepes?
Ooh, crepes. Yum.
Cheesecake or tiramisu?
Oh, shoot. S'mores cheesecake.
Eiffel Tower or Big Ben?
I'll go Big Ben. Never seen either, but I'll go Big Ben.
The Mona Lisa or the Venus de Milo?
I have a Venus de Milo soup that I make.
Fabric softener or dryer sheets?
Both.
Personal chef or personal assistant?
No, I'll go personal chef because you imagine all the good food.
Last one, bouquet toss or no bouquet toss?
No bouquet toss. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and data comm jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.